lacking in certain governance of our position, and businessmen will approach the situation in a certain way. But that may not necessarily satisfy those who mainly act as teachers. So I think, and this could be one argument, that their counsel should be heard, but their perspective may be just a bit narrow as far as representing the interests of all of the voters.
Okay, now I want to make one point. I think we all agree with Drew Davin that 15 men, 5 men, these are not going to solve anything. They are symptoms of, in the end, without a liberated soul, like without the unconventional guidance of a liberated acharya, no religion can do any good. So that question was brought up by Donald Armstrong. Okay. So I just want to finish that. I think we do need to address both underlying causes and some practical plan of action that we can give the group who wants to see our ideas for how things can go on, understanding how perfect they are. Now, so there's two really areas. Do we like the committee idea? And then do we want to have like a group of 15 senior devotees who meet on critical issues when they arise in the future and make decisions that affect all of us and that we can live with and we feel we were represented by them? Now I'm going to stop there and then I'm going to call on Kosekar and you have 1 minute.
Well, are you the chairman of the committee?
I was elected chairman of the committee.
The other day, Gurudev said, these sannyasis are out to just to read Prabhupada's translation in purple. So how can we improve on Srila Prabhupada's original concept that he laid out very clearly that we never followed? I think we should go back to Prabhupada's original document and read it very carefully. Because he had thought the whole thing out. He understood the Gaudiya Mathematica, and he really understood a lot of the problems being with it.
And he cannot improve on Srila Prabhupada's intelligence.
So, if the temple president had been in charge of their city, and if the GBC hadn't had power, if they were just an advisory elder brother, loving elder brother, advisor, and spiritual infuser, ISKCON would have been wonderful. And it was before the GBC became Big Brother. So I think that all of us here love Prabhupada enough to be humble enough to look at his words deeply and sincerely and see if that initial structure that he put down can be implemented.
Thank you. Good. I'd like to second that motion. I was thinking the very same thing. Let's see what Prabhupada said. And then I also wasn't too clear on what Gurudev said. I really wanted to hear exactly what Gurudev said because I think...
We'll make the tape available.
Yeah, just it seems to me real simple. What did Prabhupada say to do? What did Srila Gurudev said to do? We do it. Even if it doesn't make sense to us. Even if it's impossible. I know from printing books that that's not how you do it. I'm done.
Thank you. Anybody, new speaker?
Good morning, everyone. Just to reiterate that, it seems very obvious to me that Gurudev suggested an international body base of 15 devotees. And if we stray from that, however our mature intelligence thinks that it will work or it won't work and it won't get things done, if the pure devotee says, I want an international body of 15 devotees, the adhikar for being part of that board is that you agree with that statement and not come up with a your own version of that. So I think, in terms of Karan Guru's orders, that is something you should be strictly adhered to. And it's our responsibility to push for that.
And I think in terms of the time we have and the configuration of the festival and the moon, that if you just come up with this in the aim, that would be a master stroke. But there's one other item on the agenda that somebody's proposing that the Gurudev have a system of a rotating secretary, like our Prabhupada has, either as an additional person or to provide a more, what do they call it, could be seen as more neutral, because unfortunately the position has been more polarized today. Over time it gets that way, so unfortunately
it's
part of the power. There's some balance there, so that if anyone want to second that proposal that we recommend the Gurudev?
Can we get some substance and separate?
Well, I'd like to put that on the agenda then.
Yeah.
Someone brought that up to me. Okay? Well, has anyone seconded it?
I'll second it.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else want to speak? Thank you for on. Anybody else? Moment.
You didn't exactly explain when you were in that meeting what Gurudev said in regards to having 15 people on the fort and what happened as a result of that. I know you mentioned it, but I'm not real clear that he made it specific that he wanted exactly like that. It sounds like it, but I think we need to have it clarified.
In the first meeting, he said, so I want 15 senior men around the world, and he mentioned Menon Marash, Lady Marash, myself, others, you know, the men in the room, preliminary group. Now, you're the preliminary group, you go make a list of 15 names, come back, with some proposal like that. Basically, that was killed in the meeting right off the bat. That we're not going to be able to have a meeting with 15 people. We don't want to be part of that. We'll leave. That's their statement in the room afterwards. So,
who made it?
Brajanad, Sofinad, yeah, Budar. And you know, and they put it in terms, I don't want to demonize anyone here, but it was clear that they, and he brought up certain valid points about that these people understand the legal responsibilities, what it means to be a trustee, and, you know, there are serious ramifications for that. So, then when we got in the room with Gurudev the next day, they were supposed to write up the minutes of our meeting with what the general direction and ideas. We'd already put in finish his document. He got us about 6 pages. He hadn't printed it out for us. We were meeting for him through the 4 pages to present this paper. When he went to read it to us from the computer, we said, well, at least read it out so we have clear in our mind before we walk in what, you know, you summarized from the meeting. And he opened the document, he just finished it, looked at it, and it is all turned into squares. And he said, oh my God, this document is corrupted.
So
anyway, they went in the room, they began to say, Gurudev, we decided there should be a 4-man trustee board in India. And Gurudev then started to say, and also, and he started naming names again, he started adding people, and then Rajanath interjected, oh no, Gurudev, that won't work, we can't work with that. And then Gurudev said, but I want that all the senior men, oh, well, they'll head committees and they can interact that way, but for these affairs, we don't want everyone involved like that. So then they kept pushing on that point, and then I interjected that there is some disagreement on this point. Then he asked me, what's your opinion? I said, well, Gurudev, this discussion is still ongoing and needs to be worked on some more, and we need legal input, and it can't be decided today. I kind of, you know, that it wasn't, it's a work in progress.
Right.
It's all right. Yes, it should be discussed further amongst the broader group. So, in a sense, that's what's happening now automatically. But when we mentioned to Brajanath about waiting to let the other group meet, he said, no, we just want to tell them what their committees are and what they can do, and then that's it. So, I didn't feel that was, I objected at the meeting, and I'm standing up on this point, and I said, well, I didn't feel that the devotees would feel that was the best way to deal with them.
Anyway, thank you.
Wait
beyond a minute.
I'm sorry, but
I just,
you know, you wanted the background. Okay, you can finish your minute now.
Anyway,
back to background.
I think that was good to get that very clear, right, look at things. And it is, to me, seeming very clear that Gurudev wanted something more broad. I can agree that there would be difficulties with 15, but there's also going to be difficulties with 4. With 15, you have a broad base, and it would be much more practical for a worldwide management team. Would everyone would be comfortable. And this, that sounds to me like this.
More
than
one or two people.
Yes.
While everyone is gone, as you requested, all the devotees here had input and came up with at least some consensus ideas. First of all, I want to say, everybody, you know, hearing this objection to Gurudev's exact statement, oh, this isn't going to work, this is very reminiscent of things in the past, and it causes me a lot of anxiety that this so-called, you know, inner circle would feel like that. It makes me very uncomfortable. But aside from that, our general consensus is that we would feel that it would be much more effective if those individuals, completely recognizing, you know, that there's some expertise that should be utilized, they have a valid vision, but we need broader input. We need broader input from a more diverse kind of devotee. And that and the other point was that to go back, review Srila Prabhupada's original treatises and explanations of management and structure, and to use them as a template. And the last thing is, if this is the only meeting that we're going to have, I don't know how any of this is going to happen.
Can I just say something? I think fundamental to this discussion, because what I think is not clear to me is what is the function of these trustees? Because somehow there is different assumptions going on whether they are going to manage or just be trusts of properties or book trusts. Because like Sir Prabhupada made a distinction between trustees of properties and, you know, DVC or whatever. So it didn't mean necessarily the same thing. Now here everybody seems to be discussing just being automatically the same thing, meaning that whatever trustees we're talking about is are de facto DVC, which is, I have not heard this definition or clear. This is not clear to me at this point. What is exactly the function of these trustees? What is their, you know, as far as management is concerned, or legal, you know, from what I understand, trustees are usually there to protect assets or rights or like this. They're not management. So
they are management.
Exactly. So I think this is a very important issue that needs to be clarified here. What are we actually talking about here? Now, besides the fact, of course, that everybody in this room obviously understands that to have 15, 20, or 30, maybe 100 is much better than having 4. I don't even think we need to discuss this here.
Okay, all right, Namananda, then I'll call him.
Those 4, I mean, I'd like to hear this, just for the sake of fairness, that we hear everything. Apparently, superficially speaking, it makes a lot of sense that 15 is better than 4, but then I wonder why these 4, whom I know a little bit, and they're intelligent men, definitely intelligent men. I'd like to know, why are they not here? Why aren't they making a commitment? Why aren't they explaining why, what their point of view is and why they think for whatever their point of view is? Why don't they explain it? I don't know it.
After this
meeting.
Huh? We will bring all the other that point.
Oh, after the meeting. I wasn't at that meeting.
Okay, yeah. We're supposed to meet, and then afterwards we'll meet with all of you.
Uh-huh.
So, how are we
going to
find out?
I don't know.
Trust
a lot.
No, you wait.
This is new people. Everyone gets one.
No, anyone, please, should put that hand up.
Let them all on, please.
No, I did. I called on her now. But when did you want to do
something? I really appreciate what Peter Robert was saying. He seems very sensible. He's a very thoughtful person. He's very detailed in his approach to looking at the issues raised. I would like to suggest a very constructive thing to do here is that the senior devotees here that all have come, that they also suggest who would be that body of 15.
I think we need to do that more than anything else.
I know Gurudev mentioned last year in Badger, Sriparam Prabhu and Gopur Vindapal, and immediately Bradshaw said, oh, they will be in a lesser, they will not be trustees, they will be in some. So it's obvious Gurudev has suggested names, and those names should be made available, and we should see exactly who those people should be and try and implement Gurudev's desire.
I want to make clear this rule that I would rather not be involved in any general management position. I've done, you know, 10 years of management at ISKCON, and I've done my share of it. At the same time, I think there should be, on my proposal, there are several advisory boards. You know, in an advisory fashion, I'd like to be part of something like that. But again, I come back to, I think it's a critical item to define what is the role of these trustees. Because if we can define this, we may, you know, our concerns may be in a different direction. Because if there's another body which has a balancing effect to this role, as far as
having executive powers or others. You see, this is my where I want to then come to in this meeting, is give some of my ideas of my proposal, whether it's several bodies that create a system of checks and balances, which I want to address briefly your several devotees proposed to go to Srila Prabhupada's original plan. And I'd like to say I think this is a great idea. But I also like to interject here is that any system that depends on individuals doing the right thing, I will not trust. And I don't think anybody in this room. So I would suggest that we should build on that system that is a very excellent system and will function perfectly if everybody does the right thing. But unfortunately, in Kali Yuga, we all know we don't always do the right thing, and we have seen so many others many times not do the right thing. But everybody always thinks he's doing the right thing. This is different ideas what's right and wrong, and we always deal with it. So there are ways to create a system of checks and balances that contains the amount of damage individuals can do to a group, an organization, a religion, you name it.
There's an article written about a devotee, Rohini Das, who passed away, in the Spiritual Magazine, that published her article on W. Parakon. There's an article by some spiritual devotee who said, five questions I always want to ask. Who put you in power? Where do your powers derive from? And how can we get rid of you? So, of course, we don't want to apply this to Guru, and sometimes people will try to like say that we're just saying that. I don't think we're saying that. But I'd like to call for Sasha, if he hasn't spoken.
Yeah, I'm just
curious about
this. But I think alongside with picking names, I think we should also consider a constitution that will regulate how long the systems are they going to be, what do you call them?
10 years
of regulation. Are we going to have options for other devotees as their prehastal life comes to an end? And also, I'm very strong, and this is somewhat but very strong. I think that's vital.
We're pretty decentralized. Hard to find any
central. John, did? Well, thank you all for being very concise, by the way.
I just want to bring out the point that the movement that we're experiencing here in Bowser and all over the world, in Hawaii and other places, has thrived specifically because of decentralization. We look very disorganized, but the medicine is very thriving on top of that. Personally, and so many of us, householders, I don't need financial support, I need spiritual information. And when that can be come to me, I can buy the book, that book, much of the money that I pay for the book, and go for publishing the book. So the more that everything is decentralized that way, I think the less possibility of corruption. From that letter of Prabhupada 1972, he expressed his idea that the temple should be autonomous, decentralization should be there. Friendly groups of spiritual advisors and preachers can enliven the book. And we see that's working actually right now. This is the fruit of that. All is wonderful.
Thank you. Any new signal spoken at? Yeah. 1 minute?
As we saw in this time, it's 15 people is manageable. We had the North American BBC Council. It worked. I mean, as crazy as it worked. And as far as I can see, Prabhupada did set up, okay, these people are managing what goes on with books. These are the temple presidents electing the GBC. I think all this is quite doable, and especially if Gurudev says 15, as far as I'm concerned, that's like the law. And I think like reviewing Prabhupada's documents would give us some good ideas. And I wanted to ask Shamarani, since she is practically all of our senior, her opinion on what we've been discussing.
I'm done. I agree with
anything. I'd like to say 10 to 1. Prada will be served in 10 minutes. We're 1:30, but we're not going to have a lot of time. Now, may I just respond personally to your comment? I've read your documents. I don't think everyone's ready to absorb so many committees and advisory and levels and regional. I think you're evolving kind of naturally anyway. Regions are taking responsibility. You had a problem in D.C. We dealt with it. It happened. I think if we can do two things here. If we can, I don't call it trustee because that brings in these legal ideas.
Can we just the word director?
What about International Board of Advisors?
Okay, that's good.
You know, they're just board. Advisors. They don't have to be legal.
I'm talking about, but they are legal. But they are the trustees of a legal body.
Yeah, but that's not going to be created yet. That legal trustee thing should be decided by the 15 people, not, you know, much more people,
then
and then appointing yourself.
The
I mean, the point is, that's what we're talking about.
My question is whether we're actually talking about the same thing. The Gruday talks about trustees for property.
Yeah, but there's
a difference. The same thing.
Okay. Again, Gruday said you want an international board of trustees. Now, in some people's mind, that brings up a legal definition of the word. And then they say, oh, we can't work with that Gruday. To manage the property community, we just want four people doing it. And they just read the Indians and they have like a wife behind them and blah, blah, blah. It gets all bogged down in that, and then the issue of who are the senior devotees that are going to, there's a lot of issues come up, we all know it, and come up in the future. I was concerned because in the meeting we were mixing how it's going to go on with Gruday's president and how it's going to go on after he's left. And I was told to come here for a legacy meeting about how things will be perpetuated after he leaves. So I thought we were putting in place something now that wouldn't, you know, that would as best as possible stay in place. Now he said today, good luck, boys, but still try. Don't try. He wants something done.
He said today, that he said, I want to see something set up before I leave. Mm-hmm. So what he was saying is, he wants to see a working model in his presence which will continue after his unmanifest presence. That was clear from what he said in the meeting.
And then there's time, because things will go on, for the next self opposition or Charyas to manifest. You know, I think
this is a very important point that you made. Is that
Gruday also added, he said that, oh, I am old and I can go at any moment. And then he said, but I know Kav. Huh? And then he intimated that he's going to be around for quite a long time. He said, I can go any moment. He said, but I know time and I'm not going just yet. So he said, you have time. He said, you have time. And I want to see it in place before I go.
Oh, in my presence.
Alright,
Amanda?
What about the way that it's like we have that set up things for
It appears to be mainly a DBT body of sannyasis, and they basically control for their own lives. And they meet once a year for a few hours.
Srila Bhakti Prajna said he does not appoint any acharya. Gruday mentioned that also in the discussion. No one has done it. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't do it. And when Srila Bhakti Prajna said he does not invest, then his disciples got together and they took advice from Param Pooja Pad Sri Siddhanti Maharaj, who was their senior, a god brother of their spiritual master. Now he was senior to them, but he did not set it encroach upon them, but he gave them advice how they could make their committees and everything, and how they should select an acharya among themselves. So when Param Gurudev left, then the next generation were getting everything together, took advice from this very benevolent member of the previous generation on how they should do it. And then made a committee, and then they voted about who was going to be the acharya. So Gurudev and Srila Vamanchu and Srila, they voted for each other because actually none of them wanted to be the acharya. But it ended up that Srila Vamanmaraj was selected by the others because he was very qualified, and also because he was seen that he'd taken high on from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And then he accepted that post as a service to his godbrothers, not because he had any interest in it whatsoever.
That sounds like
a lot of things for
the world. And he took the input from the senior.
Because
he was a senior brother.
Yeah.
Nothing said, but also, I'm glad to connect you that you're talking about. This is a powerful proposal.
Yeah.
There, in India, with their seniority and our Western movement, I think the thought that
all of us would get together after good reason to elect an acharya is quite, you know, horrific to all of us.
And I think some of these historic examples are very valuable and, you know, worshipable for us. I think we ought to consider time and circumstance and realize one of the purposes of creating whatever body you want to call it is to preserve the Sangha until a self-effulgent acharya can manifest. And I think usually this is all what Prabhupada wanted to set up as a DDC system that the society could go on. And he would mention, he created this term of self-effulgent acharya, who in this environment could manifest. Of course, you know,
I'll leave that free for that.
So what's the next step? Okay.
So, Mahavati Gamhurst, you're going to have to be the last speaker. Well, Marta, when I see you,
I just wanted to say as a foundational principle, the concept of anyone who's in the next layer of management after Srila Gurudev disagreeing with him en masse and even threatening to resign if he pushes this forward, this to me is, you know, beyond the symptom of disqualification. To me, it's that.
Well, everyone says.
I'm just saying that, you know, personally, I could not put faith in such devotees. Not that I don't want to diminish their service or anything like that. That, you know, I have so much appreciation for.
I think it's very important to understand.
Just the principle of a group of the closest people who travel with him always, disagreeing with him at face value, initially, without even explaining and making any kind of threat of, you know. Okay, but whether they made directly to him or indirectly, just in principle, this tells me a little story. And I'm very uncomfortable with that. I think that devotees who are in that capacity should be a little more mature in their approach and a little more, you know, ready to submit.
There's a problem. There's a lack of trust there.
But I think you're getting it.
No, but you've made that point.
Let me make that point.
It's noted.
No, I make it.
I understand your point, but my point is going to
be. Can I just make another point?
I don't want to hear the technical side.
No, but let's say, for instance, Gopinath's project, which is one of the last remaining projects. He put his money in, and he, it's his baby, it's his project. Now, he may have valid objections to it. It's just a matter of who controls this property to manage it, to preserve it, to put it, that he says, okay, I don't necessarily want to share responsibility for this particular project with 10 other people that I don't know. And so, that's what I'm saying, to define what is the function of this trust is, it's simply a matter of who is going to be in charge of these properties and run them, and the issue of who's going to run the whole Sangha.
Their concept was that there would be committees. Everybody has, time to time, according to need, those committee heads could get together and discuss the issues that connect them.
We still haven't heard that.
There is no plan yet. It's very vague.
And there's just somebody to handle whatever may or may not be remaining in India and the book. And that was it.
I'm just pointing out that in principle, without the details and the technicalities and the legalese, I object to the principle of disciples.
Yes.
Disagreeing with their Guru Maharaj and directly or indirectly threatening to resign if they don't get their way. We've already seen that happen. So, you know, that's my point, because we've been through this. Maybe some of us have even done it, but we don't want to see so many newer devotees coming who don't have this experience. And we don't want to see them subjugated by anyone with a tinge of that mentality.
But again, I think
you didn't get a chance yet, Prabhu, I will let you speak, and then I'm going to call on.
Okay, just one last thing. I have one thing to this.
Okay, let him speak.
I have to agree with the fact that defining it, that someone is managing a particular, responsible for a particular project, and that is what the means of trustee is. Versus where's the responsibility for the overall, you know, social management of the devotees and overall international project. So before people really start diving into and kind of you know, getting people upset.
Right.
I think the idea is a very good idea to define what is that term trustee. Is it managing a particular project versus managing the overall, you know, size for regulation or overall policy, social versus what is the exact.
I think we can come up with some of these ourselves if we have time, but I think time is going to be very limited. If that's true, I think we can lay groundwork for things to go on by email to those who are interested to be involved. And that's also their idea, that the committees will form naturally and the people who want to be involved and they coordinate and get together. Dr. Arnold, could you please
I'd
one
like
minute.
To comment that the war of the Gaudiya Mouth after the departure of Sri Lanka, Dr. Sarah from the Kapoor Sri Lanka was primarily a war of democracy. And the settlement of that war was a division of sovereignty. So we cannot underestimate the importance of people who control sovereignty.
Yeah, but at this point,
that
there's very little property.
Yeah. All right, now,
but then,
Mr. Murray, you haven't spoken, then I'm going to stop the numbers to speak, but I'm sure, Murray, you have any comments? And then I'm going to call it a social meeting, but we should have an agenda for what's going to take place next. Was it Marash? 1 minute.
I was in that meeting with the managers now, and I went in there with a lot of doubts that most of us had. Why are a few going to control everything? Gurudev mentioned that specifically. He said, don't think that I'm going to be controlled by three people. My mother and father couldn't control me, and then he went on the line. Also, later he said that these four or five men they have much legal knowledge. They can do that, and then they'll set up something separate. And I think he used the word committees, and they will be for preaching, book publication, and education, etc. And that was like, I think that's in line with what we're thinking, and it's completely in line with what Preacher Ram's saying. I think we have to kind of like. Divorce ourselves from the conception, and Srila Gurudev was telling us not to be offended by this small group, although granted, property control is a big thing.
We have the tape, it'll be transcribed by Shamarani.
What did you say?
I think we better leave that one for right now. Okay. Marsh made his point. Khadman Amrush, you want to make a last comment for us?
Yeah. I just have a question, because I wasn't completely clear, and Ashram Maharaj also expressed to me, he wasn't completely clear on the history which was being related by Aranya Maharaj. So I wanted to ask him if he had heard, because this issue that's arising now of a split in the Gaudiya Samiti is pertaining to the Acharya issue. An appointment, you know, particular appointment of Acharya. Their party, as far as I've heard, is saying that Paryatak Maharaj was appointed. And so this is one of their modus operandi in doing the activities that they're doing now, which they feel they rightfully can do. So I'm just wondering if Aranya Maharaj can clarify if he's heard, has it been, because what I just heard you say was that Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj didn't appoint an Acharya. But then. Yeah.
Right. He mentioned but where the Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada and also our Prabhupada that they did not. He didn't say that the Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada did not.
He said
military.
Yeah,
he
generalized it, yeah.
But then, just my question is, I'd just like to get this clarified, whether you're able to do it or not. At some point, I'd like to get it clarified. What is the actual history? Because we've always heard that Paryatak Maharaj was appointed by Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj as the next Acharya after Srila Bhavan Maharaj, whom he also appointed. So I just would like to...
That goes around what I told you, what Gurudev said, and it was actually that the incident of incident said what to do to Gandhi Maharaj, who was very mindful of the role that he played in safeguarding the Gaudiya Shakti Vedanta Samiti after the incident of Gandhi.
Okay, so... Two items on the agenda, and one of me has, we all like the idea that an international board of advisors, whether they're in legal capacity or not, and then they would appoint trustees for properties and oversee their appointment, election, and removal, and I'm speaking now broadly, but that we would like to see 15 senior devotees of a diverse
you know, left wing, right wing, let everyone be there, conservative and liberal, and hash it out. Once you're the good chairman, you keep them all the 1 minute, and then they're good. Like Prof said, you can meet for 2 or 3 hours once a year, and then that's it.
Go on, come on.
Yeah, we can do that. 2 or 3 hours once a year, the 15 people can get together, and you just kind of oversee. But issues are coming up all the time. I think we all know at a local level. I know I'm getting requests all the time for presidential, do this, do that. I mean, you know, I wish there were other people who could deal with these things sometimes. Yes.
The question is coming, whether Gurudev wanted to grow the board, and this board was just dealing with some management issues, or whether they were acting like legal trustees over the property. So, as far as I understood from your talk and other people's questions, that when Gurudev said, I want you to make a board, then he actually gave a mission. He wanted that the first mission that the board should do would be to secure the property.
Yes. Now, they can appoint four executors to form a trust to do that.
Could I just clarify this? Yeah. I don't know if the other devotees are aware of it. Because now the devotees in Bengal have seized all of Gurudev's property assets, including all the places in Braj, like Govardhan, Keshtigori, that route to Nathima. But Gurudev said, oh, you should make a board, and then the first mission of this board was to secure the branch properties.
Right, that's true.
Yeah. So the question is whether they're just a management thing or whether they're dealing with properties, it's clear, Gurudev has said, you make a board like this, and their first mission is, we try to secure just the properties branch, my project, Gurudev said.
Right.
So,
yeah, and then when they said, they said, okay, we're going to form one trust in India, Ban Maharaj, Rajat Maharaj, Yugurdev, and Gopinath, so he said, why them? Why? I don't like Indians. You know, I want to be, and they start naming people again. And no, Gurudev won't work. You know, and because we're getting hung up between legal. The issue is, gentlemen, is one of control. And if you have a 15 board of boards, and they deem it advisable that four men take, you know, under their authority, control of the properties in India, and deal with that issue because they're qualified, fine.
Yeah.
But that four men shall do that. And the rest of us are just committee heads with no say in what's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
And they are. They're the ultimate managerial authority.
And there are some committees of
discussion about whether that is the model that we really want to do.
But, well,
that, I think is
the thing is, it's an easy one that Gurudev just gave us, and we're not going to have to fight a lot of hurdles to get that one in. Because it's already been presented by Gurudev.
If we present Gurudev with the body, then that's a positive step.
Yeah, and I don't think we can do much more.
Does that preclude any further
modification? No, I think here's was an idea that I gave them about the 15, because I argued for the 15 when they weren't shopping. I said, okay, let's say Gurudev can appoint as many as he wants to it, right? Committees all have a right to send one person to it, or, you know, whatever, however you want to say. And then it gives room for both, you know, Gurudev can appoint anyone, but others can be elected, and those committees can decide, oh, every year we're going to send a different person, or we like this person, he's in charge.
Isn't it the reality that there's a feeling is that these men, and I mean, I'm a good friend with Gopinath and, you know, other devotees. I'm saying, I understand their concerns, and I think we need to put things in perspective. Why you came and said, I understand Gopinath building this project, and I know myself having built this project.
This project is not on the table.
It's not on the table.
And cases you go to none. He said these two, then he said all Braj Mandala, Dervas, yes, Rukhsan, yes. That was it. He didn't want, there were a couple more, but he wasn't so much interested, I think. There's one in Baladev, Dalji, and also, there's a little Gopinath, but that's a rental. Delhi, he said, is up. It's in a different trust already, set up, International Bodhi Business Society Trust. So, and I think Madhav Maharaj, Gurudev, and Gopinath are the trustees. So, no, Gopinath's property is not on the table. This is properties that are
collected by
Gurudev's and right. And Gurudev's and two Banga. Keshavji and Gopinath and Govardhan. Those two are the main ones that they've mentioned.
They've just been lost.
He also said Durvas Kile, Rupsanat, and somebody mentioned it. but he was only, he said, he ultimately said, secure Brudge.
Secure Brudge.
At the end he said, secure Brudge, and someone brought up, well, maybe we can bargain, we bought Mayapur land, maybe we can give them that, and then they'll leave us alone on this side of the country.
And I also
get it back.
Back.
Get it back. The going of the Nazi committee is now split.
Back to who?
Back to that 15 minutes.
Listen, gentlemen. Hold on. Too many people talking. Okay.
Purpose, which we need to get.
I'm going to call a halt to this. Too many people seeing it once. To answer your question, it's real simple. The going of the Nazi committee is no longer, Gruy is not part of it.
I understand.
Okay? And they've got everything. Then the cat proceeds.
Can we have this committee here, or this group of voters here, have a list of the names that Gruday just mentioned that he would have?
Okay. Well, you can put those 5 men on it right away. Yeah. The ones that were there yesterday.
Who are they?
Okay, here they are. Okay, Brajanath, Srila, Gopinath, Brajanath, Radha Kanta, Nirguna, Budara,
and you,
and myself, and then he also mentioned Padmanabha Maharaj. Her name came up in India, Shamrani's name came up, Madhav Maharaj's name.
I mentioned the past also that Sri Ram
Prabhu
and Bill
Rindapal's
names to be mentioned.
So those are the names that I know about that level. Then, if you want to go further, I know Brajanath spoke to Nandagopal, that probably he might be added in the future. Nandagopal's name was mentioned, right?
You met meeting with us? As
well. Who?
Yeah, Radhakant has been mentioned.
I said Radhakant. Now, at this point, I'd like to open the table to other names to be suggested so that we have. There's two things. If we can get the idea of a secretary, Drew, whether Gruday says it or not, but to him, but these two ideas, we can give a list of 15 names that we'd like to see be the in charge of this committee, or society, the new society, because we're not really part of that committee. I don't think it's going to come back together again, folks, so.
Are we now the American?
Gruday didn't like, he said he didn't like the Indian division in the rest of the world. He wanted international
Gaudiya. But aren't we now international Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti? We are not Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. We're international.
It hasn't really been ever finalized. Has it been a lot we really are? No, but let's just keep it on GDS.
IGDS.
Too much society in the West.
Is that something to discuss?
I think if we don't come up with that list of names now, we're going to be.
Can we nominate? No.
Yeah, I think we can nominate and do it.
I have a couple of names I'd like to nominate.
Mara Cherry.
I'm going to say we're leaving at 1:30. So I would propose. I would propose a vote that we nominate. That we try to accomplish two things before we leave in 15 minutes. That we nominate 15 names.
Propose.
We all know who the players are, I think. I don't know if you're going to have another meeting, gentlemen. What do you want to do in the next 12 minutes? Any suggestion?
I want to suggest that at this meeting we should decide exactly which date, which time our next meeting is going to be. And we should make sure that everybody is informed of that. So I want to suggest that Govardhan Puja day is tomorrow, and we've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, correct? Thursday is the final day?
No, Wednesday is the final day.
I'm going to have to say, I'm going to have to resign because I just know the way things are working right now. They have 3 meetings. They're ready to go. If we don't go in right now with at least 2 major suggestions, and that's all, and then everything else works after that, you're not going to get it done in 3 days or 2 weeks.
It's a proposal.
It's not an election, a nomination. That's all.
One thing. If you do this,
one consideration. If this is proposed, then you have something to work with. Changes can be made. This is not hard fact. Just a response to what's happening.
Yeah, you've got to have a response. You've got to have let them know what you're thinking.
An emergency measure, which, you know, solves one problem, needs a big other one, which we already know, familiar.
Well, then everybody can already think where they have to.
I think that they've already feel that it's a stop.
Stop that measure and stop the four-man thing getting right. It's a work in progress. It allows us to keep
discussing.
Okay, how many want to give something right now that we can give to Gurudev and then at least open up for more discussion?
Okay,
many will all agree with that. All right, who's opposed to the idea of coming up with a list of names right now? Because I just, first of all, that's a facade, and that confuses me what pretty much everybody I know out. And then you've got a class, and if we stop going to class and have meetings, then we're going to get criticized for that. And, you know, I've been in 2 days of meetings already with that side. I don't want to go through it on this side. Yeah, how many are opposed to throwing out some names right now that at least we can show that something's happening? Okay, all right, good. No, that's all right. You're opposed.
I think the motion carries.
It's a valid perception.
1, 2, 3, 4.